was listening to Maharaj, he was speaking such beautiful Hindi. Is it to say, usko Hindi bahut sundar hai, is that plus or minus? More minus than plus. Very Hindi bahut. But he was making very important points there. Very important. About the Lord is Bhakta, Bhakta Priya. Bhakta Priya, Bhakta Vatsala. The Lord is very dear to the devotees, Bhakta Vatsala. The Lord is the friend of the devotees. The Lord helps the devotees in different ways. So, I thought I would read a verse from Bhagavad Gita in this regard. Very important verse. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verse 10. This will, maybe you can repeat after me. I'm pretty wild. See you play. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So Bhagavad Gita chapter 10 verse 10. And you know, they told me that the devotees and people here in Khandamask, yeah? They told me that the devotees here are very knowledgeable. They're bahut buddhi, really. Très intelligent. And therefore, I was wondering, can someone here tell me what is Bhagavad Gita chapter 10, verse 10? Help me. Aidez-moi. What is it? Chapter 10, verse 10. I heard something. Uh-huh. 7 years old. Stand up. Leve. And loud. Come to the mic. You've got to speak into the mic. Well, the verse, let me just repeat the verse. Tesham satati yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogantam yena nam upiyanti te. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Very important verse of Lord Krishna. Nama Om Vishnupade Krishna Prasadutade Shivani Bhakti Vedanta Swadaniti Namani. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Chani. Maharaj, I think they are tired. What do you think? Satyam hai. Okay. We will do a little exercise. Put your hands in the air. All your hands. If you have more than two, put them up. And everyone take a deep breath. And everyone after me, après moi, and very loud, but après moi. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
I said loud, again. Hare Krishna! Anyway, thank you for trying. Let me just read the verse, the translation again. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. So Maharaj was saying how Krishna's Bhakta Priya and he's very kind to the devotees. The devotees are very dear to him. And therefore Krishna, like a parent, he helps his devotees. But when Krishna, when God feels he wants to give the best help he has, he wants to give the greatest thing, best thing he can give. What does he give? What do you think? Paisa. What do they say? Paisa, take. Tamasha, take. Is that it? Did I get that? Something like that. So, but what does he give? Does he give you a new motor car? If he wants to give you something, the best, maybe he gives you a motor car, BMW. You heard of BMW? You heard of BMW? Big money wasted. Maybe you didn't get that. Big money wasted. So what does he give? Does he give you good health? Good health. So you don't have to go to the doctor. What does he give? When Krishna wants to give the best thing he can give when he's so pleased. Well, here he explains that to those who are just truly devoted and serving him with love, those best devotees, he wants to give the best thing. What is that? He gives understanding so we can understand. how to approach him. Many people would think, no, 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 this is not the best thing. There must be something better. But this is what Krishna himself is saying. That when I want to give the best thing I have to those who are truly dear to me, I give understanding so they can come to me. Come to Krishna means return to the kingdom of God, the spiritual world, where life is eternal, full of bliss and full of knowledge. Not to take birth again in Maurice or some other part of this world where again one will have to die. You know, when you were young, we were all young, and there seemed to be no end to this life. It seemed like it was just infinite. But now, when we get old, when we get older, then we realize there is an end. You know, when I joined our temple in London, it was January 1973. I was 21. I was 21. And when we would have programs like this, I would be one of the youngest people in the room. Maybe someone would be 18 or 19, occasionally a little child. But generally, I was one of the youngest. Now, when we have the programs, I am one of the oldest. And sometimes I am the oldest. I think tonight I'm looking and I think there's one lady there who's older than me. I'm sure. One. I want to ask you your age. Anyway, I'm 68, so. And you know, one understands that there is a limit. There's a limit. And even if you become very successful in this world, even if you become very rich in this lifetime, but then you go into the next lifetime and you're born with nothing. If you go into the shop in your next lifetime, then you cannot buy anything. Previously you had millions or even billions, but now nothing. Or maybe in this life you got some high educational degrees. Maybe you got PhD or even two PhDs. Very high educational qualification. But when you go into your next life, you have to begin again. A, B, C, D, 1, 2, what is it, 3. And you cannot say that I don't need to take the exams because I was double PhD. So it's okay. Don't worry about me. No, you have to begin at the beginning. So who wants to do that? And who knows what situation you will be born into? Who knows? In the Bhagavatam we read the story of King Nrig. King Nrig. He was a very pious king. He was always giving charity. Always giving charity. Particularly, he was giving cows. So one day, he gave a few cows, some number of cows, to one Brahmin priest. But one of those cows somehow wandered away and came back. And he didn't know that the cow had returned. A few days later, another Brahmin came. He gave some more cows. But that cow was included. So he gave it away twice. He didn't know. He was not trying to be cheating or something. He just didn't know. But then the first Brahmin came back and said, "What happened? Where's my cow?" And then they realized, oh, that cow has been given away a second time. And the king said, "Don't worry, I will give you 10 cows just to replace the one." But the Brahmin said, No. I want that cow. It is my cow." So the king asked the other Brahmin, "Could we do an exchange? I will give you 10 or 20, 100. Tell me how many you want. Just give me that one back." And the other Brahmin said, "No, it's my cow." So there was a very serious problem. And even though for the rest of his life he never did anything wrong, nothing, but because of that problem with that one cow, he had to take birth as a lizard. As a lizard in a well, at the bottom of a well. The laws of karma, Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, they're very hard to understand. And they're very difficult. So we don't know. We don't know what situation we may be born in our next life. Who knows? It may not be in a nice, pious Hindu family in Mauritius. It may be, anyway, you could think of anything. It could be just some other situation. And who knows what future will be there for you. Therefore, this point which Lord Krishna is making here, that we should come to him, we should return to the kingdom of God, where life is eternal, full of bliss and full of knowledge, and we are in our eternal personal relationship with him, face to face, that we should try for. That we should try for, and to get that possibility through having the understanding. That is the mercy, the greatest mercy of the Lord. Not just to give you some good children, to give you lots of money, to give you nice big house, or nice big Mercedes-Benz motor car, or something like that. People are thinking like this. People are thinking like this. But actually they don't understand what is valuable. They're thinking just in terms of this life. But there in the kingdom of God, in the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, things are much, much nicer than here. In Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma says, Sri Akanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpa Tarama Dhruva Bhumis Chitavani Gana Mahi Twayama Amritam. And he goes on, that in the spiritual world, Every word is a song. Every word is a song in the spiritual world. Even just your having ordinary talk, like Kimanya, Kimanya, Kiyalide. This is ordinary talk. But in the spiritual world, when they have ordinary talk, it is like our singing. It is like our singing. Who is our best singer in Kong Demands? Who is our best singer? Is he? Anyway, tell me, who's our best singer? Who's the leader here? And he disappeared. This guy who? Is this it? Oh. Akashukha. Ranganath. Dakshin Bharat Singh. Who is the best singer in ISKCON here? Kongamath. Who is best? Is it Raghunath?
No.
Raghunath. Who is it? Sundar Anchal Mathuresh. He's here. Yeah. No, anyway, when Sundar Anchal Mathuresh is singing, and everyone is just in great bliss, it is like ordinary talk in the kingdom of God. It is just like, you know, Kimanya, Kiyarile, Kikote, and all this ordinary talk. And in the spiritual world, don't go away, Raghunath. In Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma goes on to say, what did I say? Every word is a song. Every step is a dance. Who is the best dancer in Kongamath? Is it Raghunath? Who is it?
Hariseva.
Yes, Hariseva. Some know Hariseva. Anyway, when Hariseva is dancing and he is practically flying, it is like the ordinary walking in Goloka Vrindavan, in the kingdom of God. Just when you're walking down the street to buy some shushu or grumpuan. Very more. It's true. But one of our great acharyas, Jiva Goswami, makes the point that because we've only had experience of Hari Sevak dancing, don't go away, Raghunath. We've had no experience of that super dancing in the kingdom of God. Therefore, we cannot imagine what it is like. We only have experience of the singing of, who was it, Sundar Anchal Mathuresh. We only have experience of that. That's like the ordinary talking. But when they sing, what is it like when they sing? We cannot imagine. We have no experience. We only have experience of Sundar Anchal Mathuresh. And then Lord Brahma says, all the water there tastes like nectar. Who is the best cook Oh, how do you say that? Does he dance while he's cooking? I'm sure he does. So when he makes the super duper nectar drink, it is just cream and honey and strawberries and just, you know, all of these exotic things. Then Baba says, it is like the ordinary water there. The ordinary water, our best nectar drink from Hari Sevak Prabhu, is like the ordinary water. What? Let's see. Yes. So what is, if Hari Sevak's best nectar drink is like their ordinary water, what is their nectar like? We have no experience of such things, so we cannot imagine. And Jiva Goswami, great Acharya, Maharaj was mentioning something about our Acharyas. Jiva Goswami makes the point that because we have no experience of these things, we don't know what it is like. It is just sort of very vague to us. He says, therefore, people do not want to go there because they cannot understand it. They cannot picture it. They cannot conceive what it may be like. So this here then, Lord Krishna is saying that when he wants to help someone in the best way, he gives that understanding, the higher understanding, what it means to go to the spiritual world. What is wrong with the material world? What is wrong here? Of course, there's birth, death, old age, and disease. They are the ultimate problems. But in the meantime, immediate problems, financial problems, health problems, emotional problems, family problems, political problems. I remember a few years ago I was with Haridev Prabhu. We went somewhere here and we went to visit one politician. He was on the side of, is it Mr. Ranguna? Anyway, and not on the side of Mr. Beranger. Okay, the other side. Is it Ranguna? Who's the other side? It was Ranguna. Or is? Who is it now? Maybe we shouldn't mention any names. But I'll mention Mr. Beranger. So we were talking to him, he was saying, well, I think I may change to the other party. And I thought, what? You can't do that. You know, you're meant to be, to believe in what you're doing to help the people and help the country. But then so I said, well, no, you can't do that, can you? And he said, oh, it doesn't really matter. They're all the same. So political problems. Oh, Krishna. It's very difficult in this world. It is very difficult. And then you die. Yes. Life is a struggle. And then you die. So Krishna, when Krishna sees that someone is very sincere and they want to improve themselves, become a better person. And they actually want to get a deeper understanding of who am I and what is life. Then, as Krishna says here, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. Krishna is within our hearts and he is watching. He is watching and he is reciprocating. Depending on how he feels, we are doing. So like this, if we really want to get the mercy of the Lord, if we really want to get the mercy of the Lord, get his help, his intervention in our life, then we should engage in his service. As Prabhupada said once, we shouldn't worry too much. What will God do for me? Rather, we should be concerned, what can I do for him? Because if Prabhupada told us, Prabhupada told many stories. One story Prabhupada told, there was one old lady. She would make a living by going to the forest, collecting wood, bringing it out on her head and selling it. And every day into the forest, get wood, bring it out, sell it. So one day, she went deeper into the forest. She got more wood. She's going to make big money today. And now she's struggling out with more wood. And she fell. And all the wood went all over the ground, and she was tired, and she hurt herself when she fell, and she's on the ground, and she called out, Krishna, help! And Krishna appeared. And Krishna said, yes, what can I do? What would you like? And she thought momentarily, and she said, could you please put the wood back on my head? So I can carry it out easily. And Krishna said, no problem. And he did. And she went out and sold the wood and got more money. And she thought, oh, I got the mercy. But Krishna was there. He said, what would you like? What do you want? She could have asked, even just by material standards, give me 1 billion rupees so I never have to pick up another piece of wood again in my life. She could have asked. Krishna was offering. But because she didn't understand what is valuable, what is worthwhile, therefore she just asked for some stupid, but very ordinary, worldly thing. Prabhupada told another, it's a similar story. One man was earning a living by pulling, he had a boat. He would walk on the shore and pull the boat along the river. And on the boat was different goods and things. He was like transporting things for people. And this is how he would make a living. And he would walk along the bank of the river, pulling the heavy boat. And he had no shoes. So one day, struggling along, and he fell over. Oh, Krishna, help! And Krishna appeared to him too. I said, yes, what do you want? And the man said, can you please put mattresses, you know, nice spongy mattresses along the river bank, so when I'm pulling the boat, it will be very comfortable for me. And Krishna said, no problem, pardon the problem. Pardon the problem. And he did that. And the man thought, just see, I got the mercy. But this is one of the great problems in this world, that people don't understand what is of value, what we should really try to achieve, what will really help us. And so they normally think of just some ordinary worldly thing, like money, health, wealth, and all these types of things. So, religion means a higher understanding. What is really the goal of life? Who am I? What should I really be doing? And what mercy can I get from the Lord? So, friends and devotees from Kol Damask, please try and take this seriously. Try to engage in the service of Krishna. And in this way, Krishna will appreciate you. And Krishna will feel, what can I do to help this person? And of course, that service begins with chanting. As Maharaj was saying, chanting, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna likes it when we glorify Him. Anyone likes it when they're glorified. Isn't it true? It's true. If we, for example, if we choose someone here, let us choose Ashim Krishna Prabhu. There he is with his son. Hare Krishna. Can you stand up? And face the people. So, people, Krishna likes to be glorified, and because we are Krishna's little parts and parcels, we also like to be glorified. So if we say, just watch us sing, watch his face now. If we say that this I've seen Krishna Prabhu, he is such a nice devotee. Is he smiling? Is he? Ah, he's very nice devotee. Wow. Then he smiles. Can you see? Is he smiling? Yeah. Okay, let's see, say, see you then. I'm sorry. Excuse him, why? But yes, the process of Krishna consciousness begins with chanting. Was that all right that I did that to your husband? I tortured him a little. You don't mind me. So that. So Krishna consciousness, the practice, begins with chanting. And the idea, of course, there are different perspectives, you could say, on it. But one of the main perspectives is that Krishna is a person like us. We are people. We have feelings. And we like it if someone says something nice about us. But if someone says something nasty, oh, we feel bad. So Krishna is the same. We are very small people. He is a very big person. But he is still a person. And when we chant his names, when we glorify him, he likes it. And after a little while, he feels, all right, what can I do for this person? What can I do? So we have someone like Srila Prabhupada. He was so dedicated to serving Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, spreading the chanting. And of course he returned to the kingdom of God. But also in the meantime, Krishna gave him so many things. By the time Prabhupada passed away, he had more than 100 temples. And some of them were big temples, like Bhaktivedanta Manor in England. George Harrison gave it to Prabhupada. Now, if they want to sell it, I don't know, at least 10 or 15 million pounds. And that was just one. That was just one. So the thing is, if we serve Krishna, if we please Krishna, particularly with the chanting, then Krishna will reciprocate. He was not ungrateful. Krishna's very grateful, appreciative person. And he will help in all respects. Of course, he'll help by giving the understanding so we can return to the kingdom of God and get free from the problems of life in this world. But also he'll give whatever the devotee needs, actually. Just like me, if you don't mind. Hare Krishna. You know what, devotees, let me tell you one thing. Écoutez-moi. S'il vous plaît, sunu. I retired, because I'm 68, so it's all right to retire. But I retired when I was 21. I'm serious. I have not worked since I was 21. 47 years. And look, I am not starved to death yet. In fact, in ISKCON, the problem is not so much will we get enough food, but the problem is we may get too much food. That's the problem. How to control it. But I haven't worked for a wage for almost 50 years. So Krishna takes care of his devotees. He really does. Of course, if you have a family, you have to work, make sure everything's taken care of. But if you try your best, even though you're working, if you try your best to serve Krishna, he will help also. Therefore, we tell the devotees, you should try to work as little as possible and try to get as much money as possible and then serve Krishna. Serve Krishna. Yes, just like we tell the story of Sudama, the Brahmin. Maybe you know that story. He was a school friend of Krishna's, but then they got separated. And he went to Porbandar or somewhere in Gujarat. And Krishna went to Mathura. Then he went to Dwarka. And Sudama was very poor. So one time his wife said, why don't you go ask Krishna if he can give some money so we can feed the children. So Sudama went and he met Krishna. But when he met Krishna, he became so absorbed. It was so wonderful meeting Krishna and speaking with Krishna. He forgot to ask for money. He forgot. And then next day he went back. And then he realized, I forgot to ask for money. Oh, I have failed in my mission. But then when he arrived at home, he saw his little hut had been transformed into a big palace. Would we say Bhavan Mahal? What's better? Bhavan Mahal. Yeah. And he understood, Krishna did this. Krishna did this. Even though I didn't ask, I didn't even ask, but Krishna understood. So Krishna helps his devotees in all respects. And if we serve him very nicely, he'll give us the understanding how to improve ourselves, how to return to the kingdom of God, and he'll just look after us in all respects, like he's looking after me. So, but, devotees, please listen, écoutez-moi. Don't be disappointed when you go home tonight if your house in Khol Damask has not become a palace. Don't be disappointed if it's the same old house. We are not on the level of Sudan. But still, you'll see how Krishna looks after you. So, that is our message to you tonight. Thank you all very much for listening very patiently. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Gauri Vananda.
Hare
Krishna.